Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Sasha, the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Cats in five.
Yeah.
Take you up until 2 here on the program. Still love you, too. Just, you know, it's a Sasha day. It's a Sasha day, dude.
There's a crack in the armor!
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marlins lost yesterday.
Oh, wowzers.
Shocker.
But just remember, everybody. This will not last forever.
Only
yeah, because at some point the season's going to end.
Yep.
I liked yesterday that that Skip Schumacher started benching people for lollygagging.
Oh, did he?
Yanked Jesus Sanchez right out of the game.
You know what? Sometimes you got to bench people for lollygagging.
You do. You
don't. Skip's not my problem here.
It's really not. It's really not. I feel bad for him. He's probably just thinking, it's like, ah.
And how really many other managers have we felt bad for that had to
A lot, dude. Mike Redmond. Done. Although I didn't like Mike Redmond yelling at Jose Fernandez for his rules of the game nonsense, he still was a good manager. And Jeffrey Loria was just like, nah, let's have Dan Jennings manage the team.
Mm. Like, he was so bad, he lost two jobs.
Joe Girardi got fired was going to get fired on the spot for calling Jeffrey Loria a bleep hole.
Donnie Baseball
got sick of. Nice man, though. Nice man.
How dare you speak of Donnie Nice man.
Nice man, but just I got sick of him. Sick of him, dude. Anyway, then there was that one. Who was the guy who quit? You remember the guy who quit? Was it Edwin Rodriguez who quit?
Jack McKeon.
No, Jack McKeon did not quit.
I just start saying
it. There was a dude who just quit one day. He was just like, nah, I'm bad enough.
Okay.
Who was that?
Orleans.
It's about to be Skip Schumacher. I think it was in Tampa. Who was that guy?
Wait, you said the coach was from Tampa?
Yeah. No, it was in Tampa is where the Edwin Rodriguez unexpectedly resigned on the team's 9-game losing streak.
Whoa.
Look at that recall, dude. Look at that recall.
That's
there.
Impressive.
Edwin Rodriguez. My God.
Imagine if he's being the coach of this team.
Anyway.
He would have left them.
You know what happens when you have all these situations, right?
Yeah, what?
Nobody takes your job.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
What is the thing?
So the level of manager you are ever going to get because of how you treated certain managers is going to keep going lower and lower and lower.
Thank you. Sorry.
The Marlins stink, but the Panthers do not. They win in five against the Tampa Bay Lightning and now await the winner of the Leafs and Bruins. They have game five tonight at 7 o'clock. And we'll see, Leroy. It looks like Boston is going to, you know, it is in Boston. They're up 3-1. So they're sitting pretty right now, but it is hockey. It is hockey. You can't.
I don't trust nothing in hockey.
And yesterday, the Panthers, they win, but it did not stop Lightning coach John Cooper from lashing out because they had two goals waved away because they were cheating. And he doesn't think they were cheating, but he went on this whole soliloquy, which ended with him saying that he wanted Sergei Bobrovsky in a skirt.
Saw the reaction of the goaltender, and I don't, Bob's doing the right, you know, he duped him, and so be it. But now we have to make that challenge. And again, it's like, well, then is there net front battles aren't allowed anymore? And that's part of everybody's game. It's like the boxing out that goes there. It's like prison rules in the playoffs, but it's not prison rules for the goalie. Like the second something happens, you know, like we might as well put skirts on them then, if that's how it's going to be. I mean, they have to battle through stuff too. And when the players are working so hard on both teams, and it's, like I said, it's a war down there. I think we're letting the goalies off the hook. And, they've got way more pads on than everybody else does. So, you know, the egregious part, I couldn't see it. And so now we go into the third period, and this conversation's going down if we'd won 6-1. But we're going into the third period now, down one, where maybe we're up one, or maybe it's tied, and it's a different game. And I'll give our guys credit. We had some looks, you know, in the third to tie it, and we don't. And then we kind of shot ourselves in the foot on the fourth one by, you know, how we played that. But again, give Florida credit. They weathered that little storm we had. But it's the circumstance we were put in that I felt, again, this is just my opinion, I felt was, you know, a little unfair. And I just like the spirit of the rule of, especially in the playoffs.
Spirit of the rule.
Come on, how do you let those slide? Does this by any means, we were going to say we're going to win the series? It does not. But would it have changed a lot of the momentum of this game and the way things had gone? I think so.
Minus one.
So question.
For lashing out.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
How is he any different than when you were talking about the Bam thing?
You talked about the Bam thing. You brought it up.
No. When you said, hey, we were making a run.
What's the difference?
That play.
You want to know what the difference is? I'm not a head coach. I'm Tobin.
That's right.
I'm not a head coach.
But technically, you guys are doing the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
We're doing the same thing.
But you shouldn't be doing the same thing, though.
Not really. Like, this guy, he wants active cheating. Nobody said that Bam. Nobody's saying there's cheating claims in the play. I just thought it was a little soft by the league. Like, it's ridiculous. Yep. And by the way, there's a jackass in the comments. Let me point this guy out.
Hold on.
No. Let me just address something
You're
real quick.
They're being a little softened by the league. That's what he's saying.
Okay, dude. How about you don't cheat and hook guys? And the goalies have more pads than anybody. You want to know something, dude? You guys have been skating around things, and I don't mean that I mean the rules, dude, not just on the ice, for years. And now you want things when you got blasted 6-1 and you got gentlemen swept, put Bob in a skirt? Let me tell you something, dude. Even if you did put Bob in a skirt, you put him with his two Russian cheeks out exposed on the ice, he's still stopping your ass with Kucherov and old-ass Stamkos. Washed.
Hey.
What?
Again, it brings me back to my point. So your only explanation for this is he's the coach.
Yeah, it's very unbecoming of a coach. Very unbecoming.
Oh, but not unbecoming of you.
Very no. I'm the voice. I'm the voice of the people.
Mouthpiece,
you know. If Tobin in Tampa wants to complain about it,
even though I have a problem with him saying it, he tried to justify it by saying, "I would have had this conversation if we had won by six."
Damage is done. Right. And by the way, he wouldn't have.
Right. Neither would you have.
But let me talk to this jackass here. What's his name? Brian Jalonen. Jalonen. So he makes fun of Scalabrine about the code red, but now claims the league protects Tatum. Tobin is such a fraud. What a piece of bleep. This is why this guy's not a grown-up or smart. He's just a dum-dum. The whole point of the Scalabrine thing is because the league is soft on Jason Tatum, you idiot! That's the whole point! Scalabrine saying that, protecting Jason Tatum, is the same thing as the league. Oh, poor Jason. Anytime he touches the wood, it's like alarms go off. Jason Tatum's on the hardwood. Boo! That's the point, Brian, you jackass dum-dum. If you can't keep up, get the hell out of the chat, okay? Go watch some conspiracy theory nonsense, some loony bin stuff, or go back watching WEEI, you bozo, because that's the whole point. The fact that Brian Scalabrine has the audacity to say that a code red was called on Jason Tatum because, he fell on the floor is the same thing as dum-dum Goble over there being like, flagrant foul on Bam. He was near Jason Tatum. That's the point. Try and keep up or go back, put in your VHS of Schoolhouse Rock and try and catch up so you can be with the show, you horse's ass. Like, well, you would not understand, like, when you call somebody out, but then you're like, oh, but his point before stands with his point now, and you're like, he's a fraud. No, I'm consistent, you idiot. Again, not the reason they lost.
You're consistent with this one.
I'm just sick of this lame-o Jason Tatum, dude. He's getting carried by his role players year in and year out, and then he gets them traded. By the way, Derek White, you're next. Once they fail against the Nuggets, Derek White, you're next. I don't know who you'll be traded for. You'll be traded for somebody, but you're next. Just so you know, Derek, you're next. You're the next guy that they're going to ship out there because poor baby Jason Tatum can't get over the hump. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm not lashing out. I'm just trying to try and let you all know. No, and by the way, you want to know something? Let me just say one more thing, Leroy, if I may say one more thing about Jason Tatum.
Before I comment on you saying I'm don't lash out, you hurry up and jump back in.
I apologize.
Before I can put a pause to that, because you are lashing out.
May I say one more thing, by the way? Jason Tatum, also, what a baby this guy is. He sits there. His team was up 22 points, Leroy, in the third quarter. And they had the audacity, because you never call a foul on Jason Tatum. They had the audacity to call a rebounding loose foul on him. And he has a temper tantrum, up 22 points. What a leader. Up 22 points and demands Joe Mazzulla to challenge it on a loose ball foul. When they're up, J-Fig, 22 points. And what does Mazzulla do? Like a coward. Like a sniveling cow. Whatever you say, Mr. Tatum. And by the way, wasn't overturned. Only thing that went the Heat's way last night. But I'm not, I'm good.
You're good, right?
I'm good.
I see it.
Bunch of carnival barkers out there, dude.
I don't know what's worse.
Yeah.
Tobin after the Heat win or Tobin after the Heat lose? I'm still trying to figure out which. Because if they win a game, it's Heat in five.
Yeah.
And if they lose a game, well, you know.
I'm just saying,
regardless of what your complaints are, no matter how much you complain, no matter how much you lash out, they didn't score more than 90 the last two games. So whatever reasoning you have.
Why are you leaning away?
Because I'm just...
You're just like, exhausted. You're just in the corner. I need to throw a sponge at you.
I'm exhausted. Cut me, Mick.
Cut me, Mick. Hey, wake up. We still got rounds.
No. But I'm just saying, like, yeah.
I'm just sick of the teat scoring.
Apple Life says that was therapeutic. No, it wasn't.
No, it's not. Because you want to know why? Because I flipped them on and they still don't get to 100 points.
It's hard. Just like the coach said, he tried to justify it by saying I would be having this conversation if we had won 6-0, but your tone would have been totally different.
What we need to do is we need to have a Freaky Friday situation where both Spo and Mike McDaniel are out at a restaurant and, you know, they both swap bodies, but their minds change. And Spo can take the Dolphins in the mud a little bit, and Mike McDaniel can open up the Dolphin, open up the Heat a little bit.
Here's the problem. You can open them up as wide as you want. Ain't nobody making no shots.
No, I'm just talking about next year. Once we retool, you know. We're going to have some fun this summer.
He's going, like, I don't.
We're going to have some fun this summer.
This is, like, here.
Minus one.
What? I was always told that the closer you get to a championship,
mm-hmm.
the more your flaws are exposed. Right?
That's deep. I like that.
And no, it's a fact. And what has happened here is all these 90-point games they had all year, talking about they wanted to be in the mud. Okay, if you put a 130-pound team in the mud, they score 110. They score 105. But then you score 90. You can't, like, it's not working.
Stunned Steve says, I thought that Toe would ban McDaniel from courtside. Listen, if he wants to put himself through watching that at home, good for him. He's probably thinking to himself, he's boring.
Have we won a home
playoff game? Can we just say, let me just get this clear, okay? Just so we're clear, okay? The Miami Heat are so bad at offense that the Dolphins were closer at one point this season in scoring to the Heat than the Heat were to the Celtics. You get what? That? The Dolphins put up a 70 burger this year. The Dolphins nearly kept up with the Celtics just as much as the Heat did.
I see what you're saying.
I need a drink.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. We take you up until 2 here on the show. Whoops. Knocked over my water like a dum-dum.
Number one rule. Watch out there, buddy.
Sorry. I apologize.
It's okay.
Haven't been in that mood today, you know?
You started off fancy, though.
I did. Well, because I want the Panthers to get their just due.
Rightfully
they deserve
so.
It. They deserve
so,
it. And you know what? They've deserved it all year. And you know... And the Heat, I love them so, so much. But God, it has been a struggle.
Yeah.
It has been a struggle.
You know who's to blame for all of this?
Patty Mills?
I mean, that's a good option. But I was going to say the Marlins.
Really?
It's seeping from their area down there. It's gotten over to Biscayne. Just keep them away from Broward County, dude. Keep them away from the
You Panthers. Think that it's like they got like a stink infection that's spreading like, all over the place?
You know, it just kind of digs its roots in and begins to grow.
Well, but here's the problem.
Loser's mentality, dude.
Some may argue that the Heat are passing that over to the Marlins because they've had 90-point stinkers
Who's
way
arguing?
Before the
No one's ever argued that.
Wait.
No one's ever
Let
made that
finish.
Argument.
Let me finish. The Heat have had 90-point stinkers long before the Marlins season started.
Yeah, but they were still average throughout. The Marlins are the worst.
Literally okay. The worst.
Unless the Marlins, you're saying, just had a vulnerable stink immune system. So even if you hit it with a little bit of average.
Got that shot.
Speaking of average, LeBron James. He was bounced to 5.
That's how you present.
What do you mean?
The arguably greatest
No, I mean, he's arguably the greatest player ever, but you know, his team average. Right now, average.
Yeah, no, his team is average.
Did Gabe Vincent play for the Lakers?
A little bit.
Very minimal.
Well, he still got eliminated by the Nuggets.
It was, you know, the TV wasn't as handsome, so I didn't see him. I don't feel like very much.
I agree.
But LeBron did the thing yesterday that he loves to do after when he gets an early exit, which is leave it with the headlines not being about me being gentleman swept. And so yesterday he's asked, hey, LeBron, was yesterday your last game with the Lakers? Here was LeBron.
Could have been your last game with the Lakers.
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
What's that smile for?
Hey, check this out.
Wow.
That's the first time he hasn't given the cryptic answer.
Yeah, right? Just like, how about no answer?
I kind of appreciate that a little
How about
more.
No answer?
How about if he would have, you know what? LeBron is that guy for you. If he had answered it in any kind of way, you would have attacked it.
I'm not attacking it. I think it's
No, well, I'm saying because he didn't answer it.
Look at this guy. He knows what he's doing. He's like, got him. Summer of Bronny and LeBron. I did see the reports that are coming out that they're written, you know, they're going to give LeBron a 3-year max, and the Lakers are willing to draft Bronny, so they don't want to lose him. They don't want to lose him, but we'll see. He's a free agent.
Wendy is saying some things out there.
What's Wendy saying?
Wendy said that LeBron intends to opt out, but you know, of course LeBron paid him to say that.
I don't think so.
I mean, I remember this guy. You call this guy average. 25 and 8 assists?
That's his team's average.
Okay. They are. They are for sure.
Game with the Lakers.
It is at this point right here where I am going to mess with everybody.
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Rats off a ship.
Man, I'm just looking at the talent on the team there. 27.8 points a game for LeBron and Anthony Davis, and then the drop-off is unreal. Austin Reeves is their next best player.
Can relate.
Yeah, Austin Reeves would be our best player currently.
I'd kill for Austin Reeves right now.
Is he available now? Okay, are we allowed to take Reeves?
We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done.
Is next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. But before that, Leroy, we got a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Tell you what, those glorious, sunny, cool days are over. It is windy. I would say somewhere around 20 miles an hour. I'd tell you which way it's going, but it's too damn cloudy. Hold on. Looks like it may be coming out of the east-southeast.
Ah.
And it's mostly cloudy. Look for rain. It's been raining on and off the last couple of days. And it's about 80, 82 degrees still.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
Oh, he's spot on, dude.
He's spot
on. Oh, he's so good.
He's spot on.
No need to even repeat it. Just whatever Leroy said.
Exactly, dude.
Perfect, dude.
Exactly.
He's
all right.
Good.
Here's what I got for damage is done. I'm still dwelling on this from the weekend. Peter Bendix addressed the media before the Marlins blew a 7-0 lead.
Yikes.
Then suffered a 4-game sweep at the hand of the Nationals. Wraparound series that wrapped around and kicked their ass.
Jesus.
Jazz Chisholm hit a homer. Didn't matter.
Was it a grand slam or am I?
No, he hit a grand slam. He's homered in 2 straight games. It didn't matter. Jazz Chisholm has driven in 6 runs. They've lost both games.
Shadow's not bothering him anymore.
well, it was a night game yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Here was Peter Bendix. He said it was too early to evaluate the moves that they've made.
The moves that you've made in the offseason thus far, the players you brought in, your evaluation on those?
I can confidently say that it's too early to have a strong evaluation. I think that we've seen some positive things with guys like Calvin Fauché. We've seen some players that I'm confident are going to improve based on what they've done so far. But at the end of the day, we have to remember it is not even May yet. And the worst thing that you can do is evaluate players too soon and come to the wrong conclusion.
No! Well!
Is that the worst thing? You've won 2 games at home all season, dude. Mm-hmm. What are we talking
about? I got a good evaluation of AJ Puck right now, fan, to be honest.
The damage is done, my friend.
Oh, my God. That was a terrible move.
Yeah.
Here's some more of him. He says that, though, he's confident. He's confident.
Oh, yeah.
If you keep losing, though, and the team keeps losing, how can that confidence be maintained, and what decisions would you have to make at that point if this continues?
We'll see what happens if this continues. I'm confident that it will get better, at least in the short term. We have the guys to make that happen. But we all knew, I knew when taking this job, that to get the organization where I want it to be is going to take more than 1 year, regardless of what happens this year.
Awesome. Well, can't wait.
Hey,
it's been a banging first impression.
Wait, can I just say this?
A banging first impression.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I love when new people come into any organization.
We all knew.
And the first thing they say is something along those lines. Or, if you're a big enough guy, like Sean Payton, you trash the last GM and say how he ruined the franchise. Right?
It would be something if he just went in there and he goes, I didn't pay Avi Garcia.
But that's what I'm saying. How much time does that buy him? When he comes in and says, you knew this was going to take some time. But when you come in and when we talked to him, he wasn't saying that.
Oh, man.
Why did we only have these conversations when it's going bad? Why can't we have these conversations up front? Like, why didn't he say before this year, look, I think we have a chance to have a pretty good team, but this process is going to take a couple of years, right? He could have said that. But no, when we talked to him, did you get any idea that this was what he was feeling?
You know what we're seeing right now?
What?
We're seeing Leroy hurt because he was lied to.
Wow.
Oh.
He's hurt.
To his face.
Like, again.
You know what he did to you, Leroy?
We asked him some questions about certain players or whatever. at any point in time,
mm-hmm.
did he ever insinuate that this was going to take a couple of years? Did he?
Nope.
Okay. Now, all of a sudden, they're getting their butts kicked, and now, oh, it's a process. The hell with the process. Say that coming up front. Say that we got to do this. We got to do this. We got to build the farm system. We have to do all these things. So regardless of what happens on the field right now, I want everybody to look at the bigger picture. You can say that and be honest. We're used to it with the Marlins. But you know what else we're used to? Getting duped and lied to. So if you're going to come in and now be honest that you're getting your ass kicked, we ain't hearing it.
We're not here for an honest ass kicking.
Right. He could have said those same words when he was talking to us. And everybody would have understood. Yeah.
You want to know what he's like? He's like the fighter that has no shot to win, but just talk trash the entire time, gets his ass whooped, and then he goes, you know, it was just to build up the fight. Just to build up the fight.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Just to build up the fight. Wait, not like this last weekend, though.
Oof, that was amazing.
he hyped up the fight, bet on himself, paid the $1.5 million, and went out and kicked dude's ass. Dude, that might go down to history as one of the biggest troll jobs in sports, right?
It's amazing.
Right? Everybody thought this dude needed to be Baker acted. He's crazy. He has lost his damn mind.
But he is like, I don't think all of it is a troll because he's like, he's left trainers. He took a break. He like burned the Canelo bridge at one point, but then him and Canelo are cool again. And then I think they both just probably unanimously bonded over hating Oscar De La Hoya.
Right. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yep. Hey, we might see him this week. Because Jaime Munguia is De La Hoya's fighter.
So, check this out. So, back to these Marlins.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, this is a lesson for everybody. Don't just be honest when things are going bad and then want sympathy from people. Be honest all the time.
It's like 90 Day Fiance, you know? Like, you get on the app and you sell them all these goods. And then, like, you get them to America, and then you're like, I told you, you know, I was living in a trash apartment. And they're like, huh? Anyway, probably a bad evaluation.
Yeah, it was. It was a terrible analogy.
Do you have anything for damages done yourself, or do you just like trashing the Marlins?
Okay. For me, no, I'm not going to trash. I'm going to trash somebody else.
Oh. Ooh.
This eyeglass company. That I got eyeglasses.
Oh,
with.
No.
You guys are my eyeglass people.
You guys let me know if I'm being responsible or not. So last week, I get the prescription for my glasses. I order some glasses online, and I call them. And I say, hey, man, how long will these take? Because I'll just, you know, I won't even bother rushing if they're not gonna be here before I leave, right? Oh, no, 3 to 5 days to be shipped, right? Well, I'm looking at the days, then 1, 2, 3, I'm good, right? Today is the fifth day.
Did you count business days?
Yes.
Oh.
Today is the fifth day. And so I go on the website to check, and they mysteriously put May 7th is when your stuff is coming out. Even though I paid for expedited
shipping. You paid for rush?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
May 7th?
So now I got to call them.
Yep.
So that's what I was doing on the texting because the live chat does nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So I call.
Oh, yeah, I've never used goodness. One of those in my life. Hi,
so
this is Erica AI. Can I help you?
Right. So I call.
You're not helping.
No, I got a live agent. So I call. And they go, well, there was a delay. I said, it wasn't a delay in payment, right? I said, why wouldn't you inform me that there could be a delay beforehand?
We always told you.
Then I would say, well, I need these by X amount of day. You can or you can't. And I pay for expediting, right? So I'm like, this just falls in line with the way every company works.
Well, we told you from the
start. Does everybody buy something without conflict?
Hmm.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you guys something, right? I'm gonna tell you guys something. If you pay for something, you should get what you pay for. So if somebody tells you you're gonna get X and you don't, it's gonna be a problem.
Are they giving you your money back?
I don't care where that is. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a damn sub. I don't care if it's a roof. I don't care if it's a car.
I don't care if it's a baseball team.
These clowns come in, they promise you all this stuff, right? And then when you don't get whatever they promise, you have every right to be upset. You're the fool if you don't demand it. I'm not that guy. So do I have a problem? I never have a problem if a person do what they say they're going to do, do it in the timely manner that they say they're going to do it, or keep in contact. So guess what? I understand there's delays. How about letting the brother know? Hey, here's what's going on. This is what's happening. But they don't even do that. They hide like rats. You know why? Because you already paid.
Take you up until 2.
So.
You're watching your
just
highlights?
I hold people accountable for what I'm paying for, and you don't? That's a you problem. That ain't a me problem.
JFig, what do you got for damages done?
I actually want Marcos to go first.
Okay, Frog Boy.
Guys, I've been a little bit distracted this segment, if I have to be honest.
Okay.
Originally, my damages done was going to go to highlight how dirty of a person Patrick Mahomes is. But you know what? I have plenty of time to slander his name for no reason at all. This instead is now taking my attention completely, because after 17 days of silence, think of what you were doing 17 days ago. Can you remember that far?
I was listening to you trash Clay yesterday.
Fair enough. And he deserves it.
I was listening to you trash Clay, and this better not be about Clay.
It's not, but it is about some sort of enemy.
What was I doing 17 days ago?
Exactly. Such a far time ago. I'll tell you what happened 17 days ago. Drake dropped his dropped his first disc, followed it with the second one. Then we had a week of silence. We call it the Taylor Swift week, as we waited for her.
Smart move. Just her, a smart move. Stay away from
exactly. her. All her songs are going to be at the top.
By the way, did her album stink?
Oh.
Well, they're all number. They're all on the chart.
I want your opinion.
That's a yes.
Did the album stink?
Come on.
No. Okay, look, listen. I haven't had the time to sit down and pay attention.
Oh, she adelled it, huh? She adelled it, huh? She mailed it in.
When I listen to an album, I need to sit down and properly read the lyrics along with it, okay? I haven't had time for that. But I will say, the issue with me is that sometimes I can hear a song.
You think she was a little too distracted with Kelsey?
She's in love now. That's the problem.
She's been working on this album for 2 years. Wow. Excuse me?
Is she going on tour?
She will be back next week, I think.
She's back touring again?
What is going on?
Yeah, she's not done until like October.
Yes. Oh, is it end down here?
She ends down here. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. She's not going to play this album, though, right? She's going to play the old hits?
Probably People are saying that she might open like a little slot within her eras.
Jesus.
But either way,
we don't want to hear that anymore!
The more I listen to it, the more I enjoy it.
You want to know how I know it wasn't a good album?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
she wasn't defiant. Because JFig wasn't defiant that you trashed Taylor Swift right away.
Yeah, well, that's true. She loves Taylor Swift, and even she's not clawing my eyes right now.
Was he really trying to trash her right now?
No, I'm asking my daughter's a Swiftie, and so I wanted to know. But I've heard that the album's not exactly appropriate for kids. I've heard that.
It's definitely not appropriate for kids,
no. So I haven't let her listen to it.
Good.
And the other thing, you don't want to know how I knew? Because the only thing I've ever heard of this album is she trashed Kim Kardashian, and that's like the only thing I've heard of this album.
That's the only thing I've heard.
And so that's when you know, when you're gimmicky, it's like a wrestler, you know? Like, you only have to lean on the gimmicks.
But where'd you hear that from?
I mean, Twitter.
Just anyone.
Okay, so
maybe
your algorithm is not solely...
What else have you heard from the album other than the Kim K thing?
There's so much going on with the album, so that's why I'm saying that you haven't seen it, because your algorithm isn't around it.
I don't think you've seen it.
I've seen some.
I've listened to a couple songs. It's not that
good. I don't think I've seen it. Jennifer, look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Look at him.
You think I need a damn algorithm to determine whether music
my ears.
Is good or not?
I can know if the song is good or not.
No, right. I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about the comments about the song.
I'm,
you know what? You're trying
I'm not
to
trying.
Get me to lash
I'm
out,
not.
And I'm not going to do it.
I just want you to know if you like
I'm
the album
in a good
or not.
Mood.
Come on.
Did you like the album?
I haven't finished it, so I can't give you a
proper
response.
You haven't finished. You love Taylor Swift.
That's
you haven't finished the album.
Like
how long is it?
Okay, so for the songs,
it's 31 songs. Okay, and I like
Hold on, Mel Kiper. Whoa. Grade the first couple picks of the draft, then.
Don't say
of the songs you've heard. What would you say? Give it an A. Give it a B. Give it a C. Tell me what you think.
I don't like this.
Wow! Wait, you disappointed J-Fig. Wow, Tay-Tay.
Hey, okay.
Jennifer, we know you. If it was A, he wouldn't even got the question out. Right?
Wow.
So, there's questions. There's questions. Even
it's like
your
Max
mind.
Holloway. Yeah, this is like Max Holloway with Tupor. We have questions. We have questions.
You know what?
Did she pull in Adele? It's okay.
It's okay.
No, I don't think she did. She's topping every chart possible.
Well,
that
don't mean nothing.
Now it doesn't mean anything, right?
She's going to do it no matter what.
If she released a country song again, like Beyonce.
She released anything, it's going to go number one.
Interesting.
Right.
All right.
Look, she went a more mellow route because let me tell you.
I've noticed that.
But think about it. She's smart because she didn't do like that very poppy sound because it's a poetic album.
Oh, who cares?
And you
give
know
me,
when
give
you
me
go
a
to,
shake
when
it
give me hits,
mix
baby.
It up
no,
a little bit.
Is
give
not,
me the
this
hits.
Is not what it's about. This is not
you're
what
not
it's about.
You're not Coldplay.
When you go out to listen to comedy, when
I
you listen
Coldplay.
To. I don't like Coldplay.
Why do you like Coldplay?
They're good, dude. Just like
don't like
they
Coldplay.
Were all yellow.
So good.
I'm done. The damage is done, okay? I was going to be fun, but you guys ruined it. You guys ruined it. You pooped on the bed.
Wow.
You pooped all over it.
So, wait, is that... Wait, let's get back to...
We don't have time for this, okay?
Wait, you skip... Okay.
All right, sorry. So we got derailed. Yeah. Marcos, you will get to your damages done. Right. I want to hear... We'll get to it.
Cool.
Can I get to my damage?
We'll get to yours too, but we're out of time. We're out of time.
It was supposed to lead into the next segment.
Well, but we haven't gotten into it.
Can't even get to it.
You smeared the poop all over the wall.
I didn't smear anything. You're the one who slandered Taylor Swift.
You're the worst. I'm not doing any of that.
You hosed down Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. I believe your words were...
What did you say?
Turn me off my microphone. Right now.
This is what you said about our album. It's like kale. It's an acquired taste. You know,
like
once you keep eating,
I like
it gets
kale, so I don't know what you're talking
Nobody
about.
Nobody likes kale.
No,
Nobody
I
likes
enjoy
likes
kale.
Kale.
Can I just tell you? Let me. You know what? Next time I come in, I'll bring you the kale I have in my backyard. I got some up against the fence.
Make sure it's clean, right? Because you gotta clean.
Oh, I'll wash it.
Gross.
There's a lot of bugs on kale.
Like, listen, you chew kale and then it tastes.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.